The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, we're hearing that 4,000 people have gotten sick in Spain because of a virus that is spreading from, get this, bottled water. We don't know how this virus got its way into the bottled water. But on April 25th, the health department in Catalonia said that more than 4,100 people in the region came down with vomiting and diarrhea, symptoms of the norovirus, which is a stomach bug that many of us have had. It is not fun at all. I mean, heaving and diarrhea, and I mean, you are down for the count for a good few days and sometimes even longer. And they said 4,100 people came down with this between April 11th and April 18th. The illnesses were linked to contaminated office water coolers that were distributed to hundreds of companies in the city of Barcelona and Tarragona. Now, norovirus is a very common foodborne illness. It's a very common cause of foodborne illness outbreaks. Remember what happened with Chipotle in Boston? And you know, norovirus was going around. And so somebody gets sick, and then they spread it to their coworkers. All of a sudden now, you have a company in the news, and it wasn't that the company was spreading it. It's that somebody came to work sick, which is why if you suspect anybody having diarrhea or anything, the illnesses were linked to contaminated off. Okay. So we talked about that. Okay. So, they say this norovirus, which is a cause of foodborne illness outbreaks, can also contaminate drinking water, water from private wells, according to the CDC. But this is the first time that norovirus has been found in bottled water. According to Albert Bosch, a microbiology professor in the University of Barcelona, we're talking bottled water. You open bottled water, it's not sterile. Okay, sterile means there's absolutely no bugs in it at all. I mean, it's not sterile, but it's supposed to be clean. It's supposed to be ready for consumption as soon as you pop off that lid. So, they think maybe the source came from where it was bottled. The spring water was bottled in Andorra, a small country located in the Pyrenees Mountains between Spain and France. Now, what's very frightening is norovirus is spread through fecal matter. And in past outbreaks, drinking water became contaminated when sewage leaked into the water source. Since this outbreak is so large, hundreds of bottles affected, they think that is where the source came from. So, because remember, oral fecal route, remember? I talked to you guys about that, where how people spread these viruses, these bacteria back and forth is something touches the hands, and then it touches the mouth, and if it came from the bottom, got to the hands, got to the mouth, oral fecal route. It's disgusting, but that's what happens. But here's the thing, I gotta tell you something. When our whole family got sick with this norovirus, which we think it was, this viral bug, nobody put anything in their mouths that touched anybody else's feces. I mean, we all used paper plates. We used, you know, spoons and forks. Everybody washed their hands. So this oral fecal route, to me, I think is maybe a more common cause. But a lot of us, it just, boom, just goes through the family. And either you all ate something. I mean, even though my family, we all ate different things. So I don't know. Anyway, so Anyway, they say noroviruses spread through fecal matter. So they talked about the sewage contamination, and let me see what else here. And the water could have been contaminated at the manufacturing facility. Norovirus is a very hardy virus, and if someone with the illness vomited at the bottling facility, this could contaminate equipment used for bottling the water. Doesn't that disgust you that this kind of thing could be going on? So they say, in theory, many kinds of bacteria and viruses could get into bottled water if the water is contaminated at its source. Water is a real good source of pathogens. It's important to conduct proper testing on water to look for potential pathogens and prevent outbreaks. So this is an absolute cluster. 4,000 people sick in Spain, right, from bottled water. And so it could be the water cooler water. It could be, this could happen with any sort of bottled water that, you know, with the caps. And so, you know, how do you protect yourself? I don't know. I mean, you know, one, don't drink it if it looks funny. Two, smell it. But it could be something so tiny and so small that gets in. And it's frustrating. It really is, because something like this could kill you. So I don't know what to say. That's disgusting. And now people are going to be freaked out. I mean, and you also wonder about the work ethic. You know, see, I don't like, okay, remember, I worked in a restaurant. And I told you guys about some of the work ethic I saw with other coworkers. And I'm nervous. You know, the more I think about what could go on in a restaurant or what could go on in a packaging facility, the more I don't want to eat or drink nothing. But that's not practical. You have to. And you hope that these companies have very, very high standards. And you hope that they are testing every single bottle. They're not. They're not testing every single bottle. Maybe they do their QA checks once a day, maybe once a month, maybe once a week. You know, I don't know what the government, you know, demands that they do. I'm sure it's written somewhere. But all it takes is somebody sneezing or coughing or vomiting or not washing their hands properly, and that would stink. Now, one suggestion is to make sure that these are automated, that whenever the pouring happens or the bottle handling is happening, it's happening within enclosed cases. So far, you know, and in a reverse aerated type of filtered room. But now we're looking at more automation. Now we're looking at less people being around, and then we're looking at more unemployment. So this is just such a vicious cycle. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The FDA is warning that a yeast infection drug that many of us prescribe when you're pregnant should not be used when you're pregnant. And I never prescribed this. I always knew to not prescribe it, but that's just me because I'm really, really good at what I do. All right, don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, in the news today, Venezuela is declaring a two-day work week because of dire energy shortages. This is being reported out of the Washington Post. I guess in a desperate attempt to save electricity, drought-stricken Venezuela has introduced a new concept to the workplace calendar, a five-day weekend. Apparently, President Nicolas Maduro has decided to furlough the country's public employees, who account for a third of the labor force, for the bulk of the week, so they can sit through rolling blackouts at home rather than the office. The public sector will work Monday and Tuesday while we go through these critical and extreme weeks. Did you guys know any of this was going on? So this assumes that Venezuela's rainy season will comply with that timetable, they said. And I guess rescue the country's crippled hydroelectric plants. The schools are going to close on Fridays. Blackouts lasting at least 4 hours have been imposed across much of the country, leaving shopping malls in the dark, scarce food supplies at restaurants, and markets at risk of spoiling. Within a few hours of this announcement on Tuesday night, Maduro got a troubling glimpse of what happens, I guess. There was a riot during an outage in the state of Zulia that lasted more than 12 hours. Angry residents torched a bus, looted stores, and attacked the headquarters of the government's power company, Corpoelec, according to Venezuela El Nacional. It wasn't immediately clear why the blackout went on for so long. So, you know, wow. I guess there's a severe drought, so this has caused electricity rationing, rotating blackouts in the country, and I guess Venezuela has, I guess, what, the world's largest proven oil reserves? So they think it's because of half a century ago, they think it was the petroleum deposits, the hydroelectric power, and let me see, they say the Guri Dam supplies 60% of the country's electricity at virtually no cost to consumers. Planners from Harvard and MIT came to Venezuela in the late 1950s to help the government build a model industrial city called Ciudad Guayana, which was envisioned as a kind of, like, I guess, Pittsburgh yet tropical. And export-dependent Venezuela would then leverage its oil wealth to diversify its economy, transform into this South American manufacturing power. And this Guri Dam was at the center of this dream. It was built in part with World Bank loans that backed up the mighty Caroni River deep into the jungle. By the time the final stage was completed in 1986, it was the world's largest hydroelectric station. Transmission lines carried its, I guess, fluid hundreds of miles to the capital, etc. And then it became the electricity equivalent of the penny per gallon gasoline. And it went really, really well. And then I guess it had a generating capacity of more than 10 megawatts. The Guri has 5 times the output of the Hoover Dam. Hoover Dam ranks 4th in the world. But it's when it has water. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're watching that Hoover Dam while holding our breath. I mean, when we see the water levels drop in Lake Mead, we get pretty scared. And you could see I guess many of you have watched, I guess, the Pamela Lee Anderson video from years ago. I guess they're on a boat or something like that. Well, in the background, not that many of you guys are noticing the background, you could see the mountains, and you don't even have to look at the Pamela Anderson video. Just look at Lake Mead water levels, and you see the lighter areas from as the water is receding. And so, you know, this El Nino on our end was welcomed because we got a lot of rain. In fact, we're supposed to be getting some more rain in the next few days, which we are in bad need of. But apparently, the reservoir in Venezuela has dropped to a record low this week at just 5 feet above the catastrophic point. And that's when the turbines are going to have to stop turning and because they would be at risk for breaking down. So right now, in Venezuela, they are totally freaking out. 2/3 of Venezuelans now want the president out of office. And the power cuts obviously not helping. And that's a problem. You never want to be in power when there's a natural disaster because you take blame for that. But how he handles the situation, I mean, if he's handling it the best he can, I mean, rolling blackouts, that may be the only thing you could do. But a 2-day work week, wow. It is El Nino, obviously. So they're not getting the rain that they were hoping they would get. I don't even think they're telling us right now how much rain they are getting. The rain isn't falling enough. They say it's not falling fast enough. And this, they say, is one of the worst El Nino droughts on record. See, with El Nino, part of us get rain, part of us are in drought. So they're not enjoying what we're enjoying, I guess. All right, and so, or maybe some of you guys aren't enjoying it if you live in parts of the country that aren't getting enough rain. So this is very, very interesting. The rainfall, they say, though, is not the main culprit. They think it's years of mismanagement, underinvestment, and a failure to learn from the past. So I guess there was a an issue back in 2009 to 2010. Where they had to deal with this as well. So anyway, women have to stop using hair dryers. According to Maduro has said, I think a woman looks better when she runs her fingers through her hair and lets it dry naturally. Yeah, he's ordered 4-hour power cuts across the country this month. And anyway, so you'll hear more about this. But wow, I had no idea this was going on. That must stink. So and look at the implications. Okay. So now, if there's power outages, how do you keep your food cold? Well, then you have to have generators or batteries, battery-operated refrigerators. All right? I mean, how do you keep people working? This is a complete cluster. What about medications? What about hospitals? I mean, my guess is hospitals are probably still in the clear. But, wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the FDA has warned that pregnant women should not be given the oral medication for yeast infections, fluconazole, or what we know as Diflucan. I never wrote that for my pregnant patients. I would write like Mycelex or some sort of vaginal cream. I would never write a pill. And the FDA has urged caution until it could review the studies and possibly make new recommendations, as a Danish study is saying, look, this could cause miscarriage. So oral fluconazole is sold under the brand name Diflucan and other generic names, and it's used to treat yeast infections of the vaginal area, mouth, and esophagus. It can also be used to treat a fungal infection of the brain and spinal cord called cryptococcal meningitis, which typically affects patients with weakened immune systems. The FDA advised pregnant patients and women who are actively trying to get pregnant to ask their physicians about alternative treatment. And, a lot of you have asked me, why do we get these yeast infections? Well, it's a it's kind of a defense mechanism. You naturally have yeast, okay, in certain parts of your body. And there's this symbiotic relationship that bacteria have with yeast. Vaginas are supposed to have certain levels of bacteria to prevent other disease from coming. When that changes, like let's say you take an antibiotic, and the antibiotic kills a lot of the bacteria that are naturally there doing their job. Many women, or even men, could get thrush in their mouth, will get a yeast infection. Because the yeast, which is being staved off from the acid that bacteria produces, now that the bacteria is gone, or much of it from the antibiotic, the yeast then can continue to grow unchecked. So it's a sign that you're not producing enough of your own bacteria in certain areas to keep away the yeast. And it could also be a sign of a compromised immune system, like diabetes or HIV. And so pregnant women getting frequent yeast infections, one is it could just be because she's pregnant, but the other thing I think about is that she's turning diabetic. Now, we usually screen diabetes in the second and third trimester, but, if this happens earlier, I would screen for it earlier. I mean, I would be more concerned about that. So, obviously, it's uncomfortable. It could be a threat. Look at how that woman lost her uterus, the uterus transplant, because of a yeast infection. So we don't mess around with yeast infections. We don't make you sit there and suffer with it and say, deal with it naturally. Unfortunately, with this, we want you to, be able to cure it. So this fluconazole has offered women a relief from the vaginal creams that get very messy and ucky, or you could just take one pill and be done. My problem is you're expecting a pill to go through the body, an antifungal. It's a single dose, 150-milligram pill, to deal with something that is kind of a local situation. And I've had some women say, look, it doesn't even work. I just need something, that gives direct contact, like a vaginal cream. So I'm not the biggest fan of using it. I've never used it in pregnant women. But for those of you that have been getting it by your OB, don't. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
We are back in the doctor on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a lot to talk about here. They say new HIV cases are higher among young adults. And they say non-whites. State health officials announced Wednesday that new reports of HIV and AIDS in Minnesota show certain populations contracting the virus more than others, such as young adults in the Twin Cities, and they say people who are using IV drugs and people of minorities. I can't stand when sometimes I read a article and they aren't using the politically correct terms, okay? You know, guys, come on. Some of us are on air reading your article. The Minnesota Department of Health says that while the total number of HIV diagnoses last year, 294, was slightly lower than the number back in 2014, particular groups saw significant amount of new cases. They say 58% of newly reported cases in 2015. Let's look at women. Among half of these cases were African-born individuals. For men, more than a fourth of all new cases were from African-American individuals. Those using IV drugs saw a spike in new cases, increasing by 86%, while they only accounted for 26 of the new 2015 cases. They mostly occurred with young white men in the Twin Cities and with gay men. So the number of young adults who has contracted the virus jumped significantly. Now, we're talking, here we are, in, you know, deep into the 2010s, and we are looking at HIV rising. Officials say that the HIV cases among people in their 20s climbed 24%. So, what's going on here? Okay, what are we doing wrong? Okay, I mean, we know about condoms. We know that we shouldn't share needles. We now have PrEP. We have the daily prevention pill, Truvada. What is going on? So, you know, the officials say, so the AIDS epidemic broke out in the 1980s, and AIDS is the disease you get from HIV. HIV is the virus, and AIDS is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. There have been, and this is a report coming out of Minnesota, there's been 11,000 cases reported in Minnesota. 8,200 people live with AIDS in Minnesota currently. And so, you know, I don't have the numbers for each individual state, but coming from this article, why in this day and age are we having HIV rise? Now, remember we talked about last week gonorrhea rising. And we've talked about super gonorrhea, et cetera. And they were blaming the gonorrhea increase in spikes because of the Tinder and Grindr. I have to think for a minute because I don't know what the names. I mean, I'm on Facebook and Twitter, but I guess people are also hooking up on all these hookup apps. And there's been this YOLO attitude, this you only live once YOLO attitude of let's have sex. This friends with benefits is apparently a big thing where you're friends with somebody and then you have the benefits of it, which, by the way, does not benefit the girl at all. Okay, ladies, this friends with benefits thing, it doesn't really help you at all. Okay, you're not really benefiting. You know, maybe, yeah, you like the sex, but after 2 minutes, you're dealing with the aftermath. I would not say there's any benefits with that. So we're having a lot more casual sex. I mean, I am blown away, and it's only been the last few years. You know, there was a big conference in town, and there were people coming into town, and they were talking about, you know, relationships, and, you know, many of them are single, many divorced, etc. And you're hearing about the hookups that they've had. And, I mean, for me, it was, you know, you date. After multiple dates, you start to kiss. You know, you hope to wait till you're married. If you don't get to wait till you're married, hopefully you are far, far, far deep into engagement when you even would consider anything above third base. And it's just not like that anymore, which is why I am scared to death if my husband ever dumps me. Because I have no tattooed all over my chest and thighs. I mean, the answer is no, no, no. I mean, it would just, I didn't want the disease. I didn't want to get pregnant, you know. And I take me to a Bruce Willis movie. I love that. Take me to go see Ted again. Okay, we will have an enjoyable evening. Sex is enjoyable, mind you, it is, but there's too much drama with all that. That's why we got to be in a steady relationship or we got to be married. That's just how I live. That's just how I would approach dating. And that's not what it's like out there. You know, it's very interesting. One of my friends is recently divorced, and he's out there in the dating circuit. And apparently there are checklists that people have. And in the middle of the date, or in the beginning of the date, the woman is, okay, do you do this? Do you do this? Do you, you know, drugs? This, this? Do you have a job? Do this? Do this? Do this? Do this? Okay, now let's move forward. And, okay, now we'll enjoy the evening. I think many of you guys out there, it's just a much different way to date. I wouldn't know what I'm doing. So, you know, a lot of people out there that are on the dating scene, all right, if all they want is sex, they really don't want a relationship, then you are being screened and triaged for being somebody that is just going to be available for sex. And it sounds like that's what why these apps are so successful, because they offer such a service. If you want somebody that you could just hook up with and no strings attached, all you have to do is go on a particular app and boom, you have somebody. Whereas somebody looking for somebody long term, you're dating them, they're not going to wait 4 or 5 dates. Well, also, you know, if I was the guy and I was paying for the date, you know how expensive that is? It costs a lot of money to go out to dinner and to go to a movie, et cetera. I mean, you know, we're still dealing with the recession and coming up against another one. So do we really want to drop $200 on an evening with somebody who we really don't want to spend the rest of our lives with? So dating is really changing. And there's a lot of expectations, there's a lot of casualness about it, and there's a lot of activity that unfortunately puts people at risk. So if we are seeing a rise in HIV, and we are seeing a rise in syphilis, and we are seeing a rise in gonorrhea and chlamydia and HPV, and now HPV throat cancer, you know, guys, you're getting HPV in the backs of your throat. Am I the only one freaked out about that? I mean, I understand how it's getting back there, but I mean, we have so many reasons to go, okay, let's just rethink what we're doing. I would hate to think, I mean, oh my gosh, you know, that you would be at risk for throat cancer just because of your dating style. So there's a lot of responsibility. And this frightens me that we're seeing new HIV cases. It frightens me that we're seeing little syphilis outbreaks. This shouldn't be happening. In this day and age, when condoms are so easy, I work for Touro University, and we are developing this mobile clinic program where we're taking these clinics, to parts of the city, and you know, treating people, et cetera. And one thing I want to add is, you know, condoms. We could pass out free condoms because people need them. I mean, that's going to be the only thing to protect you against HIV. And by the way, this PrEP that we're talking about, Truvada, which is a medication you could take in case you do have sex with somebody HIV positive, it's not 100%. Okay? The data has been pretty good, although there's one case that the media talked about, so I don't know if there's any others, but there's one case where somebody was on Truvada and still got HIV. So either there's Truvada resistance with this HIV strain, or there was some innate problem with the medication or them taking it and their compliance. But a very concern a lot of doctors have why they're not prescribing Truvada is they're worried that patients won't use condoms. And I've had patients even admit to me, look, I love my partner. I want to be with them, so give me the Truvada so I don't have to wear condoms all the time. You still have to wear condoms. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is a cute article. It's an ultimate guide to public toilets and bathroom etiquette around the world. This was very, very interesting. It's a pictorial, okay, that's been circulating around on the internet. Say whether you're traveling to the far reaches of the world or to a neighboring country, bathrooms can dramatically change from country to country. See, I haven't traveled a lot to foreign countries, so I just don't know. They say this guide will equip you with the knowledge you need to know when traveling around the world and are in need of a, and this was written in Europe, so a loo. Okay, so I guess in Britain they call it a loo, or we call it a potty, or a blinker, and I can't say that term on my toilet, okay? So public toilets and bathroom etiquette. In Russia, they say there are few automated paid toilets in Eastern Europe. Many public toilets have an attendant at the entrance who collects money. You got to pay to use a bathroom. Open air toilet. Open urinals that have no privacy for the user are popular in Europe. I've never been to Europe, so I have no idea. Apparently, $3.3 million is the profit that the London Victoria Railway Station gets from pay toilets over a three-year period. Okay? Imagine if our government wanted to make money charging us to go to the bathroom. In France, they say as an alternative to toilet paper, many public European restrooms also have a bidet. Although most public toilets are automatic and self-cleaning, be prepared to tip the attendant if they aren't. I mean, I could flush the toilet myself. In fact, I don't like bathroom attendants. I can't stand when somebody is in there and they, I guess, and you're like, okay, I'd like some privacy, please. You know, and I want some privacy. I can handle this myself. I do not like, that's why I don't go to fancy restaurants and because I can't afford it. The first toilets separated for men and women were offered during a high society ball in Paris back in 1739. That's interesting trivia. They say for paid toilets in Taiwan, users don't pay to use the toilet, but they pay for toilet paper. So if you have somebody cheap or poor that doesn't want to pay for toilet paper, they're not using toilet paper when they leave the bathroom. There's something called a squirt toilet, a porcelain receptacle built into the floor. Bathrooms with, squat toilet. Bathrooms with squat toilets may or may not include toilet paper. Apparently, some of my patients say when they travel to Asia, that's how the toilet is. It's a hole in the ground, and so you squat. I got horrible knees. I mean, I need to sit, which, by the way, sitting is not the most appropriate way to potty. In fact, sitting could, I think, gives rise to constipation, a lot of our bowel issues. The safest way to potty is squatting. That's why with your kids, you have a lot of trouble potty training them because they prefer to stand and squat when they potty. Remember seeing your kids kind of squirm and try to do that? And you're like, sit and go, and they're like, no. It's because that's not instinctive for us. We stand and potty. In fact, a lot of you guys, when you try to get, you know, like some of you guys that are trying to get ready to go to the bathroom and you need to kind of, you know, pass air and stuff, sitting doesn't work, but you have to stand. So standing is supposed to help the bowels go, and we got to incorporate standing more into our bowel health, which is kind of difficult. They say Taiwan is home to the modern toilet restaurant, where food is served in miniature toilet bowls and drinks are served in urinals. The majority of the paid toilets have turnstiles and attendants at the entrance to hand out toilet paper. 19% have dropped their phone in the toilet. These are just little tips. Japanese toilets are known to be very advanced and elaborate in what they have to offer, and many of them have built-in bidets. Electronic toilets. Now electronic toilets are pretty common. Didn't somebody buy Ryan Seacrest a toilet a few years back for his birthday that was heated? It was like a $10,000 toilet or something like that. It was like a really expensive toilet. Anyway, electronic toilets. They have a variety of settings that can be activated, including the option for white noise. $29 million U.S. dollars is the value of the most expensive bathroom, and it is located in Kowloon, China. Most paid toilets cost a lot of money, and let me see, hold on a second. Profits are used to operate toilets in Sudan. New Delhi, India is home to a museum dedicated entirely to toilets and their 4,500-year history. That I want to see. I'm very interested because, you know, I like the history of medicine, and I like history in general. And so seeing a toilet museum, I'm there. They say when you're in the United Kingdom, Most public toilets are free to use, but if you're at a bus or rail station, expect to pay if you go to England. Standalone public toilets. This was first invented in France. The standalone structures often required a small fee for use. Washout toilet. It's a design similar to the toilet with a seat, but there's an added platform inside to allow for things to be inspected before flushed. Now, these washout toilets are in Germany. I guess in Germany, they like to look at the poop. And they check if it's gut or not. Because I'm part German, so everything had to be inspected and make sure it was gut. If the food was gut. So it was, yeah. Anyway, in Germany, while many toilets at service stations require a small fee for entry, they often come with a voucher for a refund upon exit. So you pay to go into the toilet, and then you get a refund coming out. All right? So they say the average person uses the bathroom 6 to 8 times a day. They say make sure you have spare change. And they say usually a quarter tip is sufficient. 25 to 50 cent tip is sufficient. So if you're going to the bathroom 8 times a day and you want to tip, I mean, I would tip a few dollars, I guess. But I guess when you travel, if 50 cent tip is sufficient, then you're looking at $4 a day to potty. And that's just the tip. Okay? Be ready to make your own privacy. Carry a collapsible umbrella to help create privacy in a portable way in case you are traveling and there's no privacy. Toilet paper, you may not always be able to flush. And you may not always see that toilet paper is available, so bring your own. Sanitizer, carry hand sanitizer or antiseptic wipes because many foreign toilets do not have post-use sanitation facilities. And then free restrooms. Usually the restaurants and the historic sites will have free restrooms. So use them when you're there because you could then unfortunately be out and about and then not have a toilet to use. So pretty interesting stuff. I don't travel a lot. I mean, one day I would like to go to Europe. I was in Israel once and I forgot if we had to pay for the toilet or not. Yeah, I think we did. I think there were some toilets you had to pay for. I don't know. And I do not like to pay to pee. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say if you don't have time to exercise, researchers at Maxter University has found a single minute of very intense exercise produces health benefits similar to longer traditional endurance training. 1 minute. So if you could work out really hard for 1 minute, and remember we talked about the 2 minute rule? Somebody out there had come up with the idea of working out for just 2 minutes, and if you could like run in place real hard for 2 minutes, that's going to help. I think a lot of us that have exercised, you know, find that, you know, like some days, unfortunately, we're traveling or whatever, so we can't get a workout in, so we decide to run in place in the hotel room until somebody is banging, going, be quiet. And then you end up going, oh, damn. And then you have to stop. But you notice it still helped. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.